Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Welcome in at this time, Brett Smiley, editor-in-chief, sportshandle.com. Brett, good morning. How's everything?
Doing pretty well. How about yourself?
We're doing great. Thank you so much. Okay, seemingly everybody who listens to our show, I think, they've been to Caesars, they've been to Paris, they've been to Bellagio, they've walked in the sports book, they've hung out with their buddies or whatever. Are the casinos around here in Pennsylvania or wherever you may live, are they going to look like that? Is that what it's going to look like?
I don't think it's going to be quite that, just because the way sports betting has been done has changed a bit. A lot of it now is occurring through mobile and online apps, and so your state had the foresight last year to pass a bill that will allow sports betting to come to those casinos. But the point is, I think they're going to invest a bit less in the physical spaces. They might be smaller, fewer TVs, and they'll have an online component, so people have the ability to do that as well.
So like the Cosmopolitan, like a smaller sports book with a bigger online component then?
Yes, probably smaller lounges, maybe not, you know, the 48 TVs strung together, just a little bit more compact.
Let me ask you this real quick, and we're talking to Brett Smiley, editor-in-chief, sportshandle.com. Are the teams going to haggle much about getting a cut off of all this, the leagues?
They have been haggling all across the country since legislative sessions began at the beginning of this year. They didn't stop by Pennsylvania because your folks had already passed a law in 2017, but they've been in state houses from West Virginia to Kansas, Iowa, and down to Louisiana, and they want a direct cut, which is just funny because they've been the ones opposed to this for however long. But they haven't gained that much traction with the fee they're basically asking for. So the NFL put out a statement yesterday. They're going to try and work with members of Congress. And it's possible that, I don't think this year, but maybe next year, they could take a stab at a federal framework.
Well, Brad, I believe it was Mark Cuban who said right away that this is going to double the value of sports franchises. And I'm not a gambler by any stretch, but how is that true? And if so, how are the values of sports franchises going to rise exponentially just because of this?
Well, I'm not an economist, but Mark Cuban can find somebody to buy the Mavericks for $5 billion. He can go ahead and try. Now, that said, I think that's an exaggeration, but the leagues have long known, and Cuban has actually been one of the few to acknowledge that sports betting is good for the game, it's good for business, keeps people engaged and for longer periods of time, keeps people engaged when there's a blowout of 20 some odd points. Even if they don't get this one of these fees that they're seeking, just the expansion is going to, I think, keep more people engaged. They'll have more sponsorship opportunities. You might see some signage like you currently do with FanDuel and DraftKings. And, you know, we talked about the engagement. The ratings are going to increase, so I think the value of their TV and broadcasting rights are going to increase as well.
Now, pro leagues are one thing. How is this going to affect college basketball and college football?
Well, sports betting is already going on in massive proportions right now. It's estimated 150 to 300 some billion wagered illegally right now, and all that money, well, with the exception of about 3%, is done in an illegal black market. So it's the league's position, maybe not the NCAA, that bringing that into a legal regulated market can allow them to better monitor what's going on. So, you know, when you get down to the lower rungs of competition where these guys aren't paid, and maybe the NCAA wants to think about doing that, there is a possibility, or at least a greater possibility, that some of these kids might be enticed to do something. But there are some things you can do, impose lower limits. I'm sorry, create lower limits for betting. So say that somebody can bet more than $2,000 or $3,000 in any game. That might curtail the ability of, you know, there's just not enough money for somebody to really get incentivized. But the NCAA is going to have to work a little bit harder to, you know, ramp up enforcement and education and compliance issues. But all that said, I think this threat has always existed, And I don't think it's getting any greater. In fact, I think it'll improve their ability to monitor what's happening.
Brett Smiley, editor-in-chief, sportshandle.com, joining us here on the Fan Morning Show. All right, it's my contention, bookies aren't going out of business. Number one, you could bet on credit. Number two, they can offer different lines. And number three, people have a comfortability with people they've been working with for decades in some cases. Do you think that's all true?
Yeah, I think those are three completely valid and accurate points. I think that the one concern maybe is that now that you have stakes in the game, they're probably going to devote some more resources to law enforcement. So they could actually, you know, whereas they might have just let it go, they might go after some of these bookies and try and take their clients and push them into the casinos.
Do you really think, though, and that's a great point, but do you think that guys now will get put away or guys will be punished just for being bookies? It seems like in the past you had to do something really dumb and then they'd catch you also being a bookie. Do you think that there will be significant law enforcement that will be targeting people that are just bookmakers?
It's hard to predict. You're right. They have gone after the bookmakers, never really the individual better, but it's possible. It depends on how much they want to prioritize it. Certainly there's other misdeeds going on that bookmaking probably shouldn't be their first priority. But if the casinos, if the stakeholders, they talk to local law enforcement or the legislators and urge them to go after them, I think it's a possibility. It's not a business that I'd want to be in.
I'm just wondering if, because when, you know, leading up to the Super Bowl, we always get guys like you on to talk about the prop bets and all the other weird things that you can bet on. If betting becomes this widespread and everybody can do it on their phone, which I guess they could have done anyway, but now mm-hmm. that it's out there, I think more people might do it. I mean, might it like break the internet or something during a Super Bowl with people trying to place bets on everything at the same time?
Yeah, it's definitely been widespread already. Most people who want to do it already are. I don't think it's quite going to break the internet though, because if you're in Pennsylvania, you're not going to be able to place a wager in another state. So each state is going to have their own mobile app, and there'll be geofenced. So hopefully, there's enough bandwidth within each state that won't be a problem.
Brett Smiley, editor-in-chief, sportshandle.com. Brett, we know you're busy. We thank you so very much, and we'll talk again.
Yeah, my pleasure. Thanks for having me on.
All right, great stuff.
Bye now.
Really, really good stuff from Brett. It's really interesting, too. It seems like, you know what else is going to spawn up? These journalists that cover this now. Like, there's going to be a lot more people covering this because now...
More jobs for us.
Yes. We already know everything
about
gambling.
I did see a little note. I didn't read the story yet about how they did it. They surveyed some PGA professionals about, you know, they say, okay, sure, why not? You know, bet on us. No problem.
Because those guys bet on every single thing they do in their practice rounds.
Gambling is prohibited here at Bushwood, sir.
And I never.
$1,000 says you missed that putt.
No, I mean, aren't golfers, come on. I'm not incriminating anyone on the PGA Tour. But who in the hell's ever gone out and not bet on something during a round of golf?
During practice rounds.
I know. Come on. And then we'll play 3 6-hole matches, and then we'll switch partners here. And then, I'm going to press here. And all.
Yeah, I don't understand any of that stuff.
What I do know is I owe somebody money at the end of a round all the time. It's just however much money.
Just tell me how much.
Mahler's never owed anybody ever money. Ever. Any money at the end, has
Mm-mm.
he? No.
No.
Yeah.
He once won 18 straight holes.
Off of Vince DiAugustine.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with 3 rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.